At the end of the afternoon, Mr. Potts got up to leave. When he put his hat on his head, however, it dropped down over his eyes. After he left the office, everyone roared with laughter. The next day, to everyone's surprise, Mr. Potts turned up with his hat in its normal position. His colleagues were puzzled by this, and while Mr. Potts was out, they studied the hat carefully. They found that Mr. Potts had fixed some pieces of newspaper round the inside of the hat to reduce its diameter and make it smaller. The next day they decided to take Mr. Potts' old hat from the cupboard where they had concealed it. They made it smaller in the same way and replaced the new hat with the old one. At the end of the day, Mr. Potts got up to leave as usual. When he put his hat on this time, however, it stuck right on top of his head. Again, everyone roared with laughter when he left the office. Mr. Potts' colleagues changed the hats every day. The result was that on alternate days, he wore the big hat and then the small one. In the end, the belief that an illness was making his head change size from day to day led Mr. Potts to go to a doctor. "Nonsense," said the doctor. "There is no such disease."